This morning, I want you to know that God loves us. Amen. God is love this morning. God loves you. He loves me. He loves each one of us. I want to remind us today about God's love and God's care for us. Jeremiah said that he loves us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the situation. We might messed up in the past. We might come short of God's glory. We might be disobedient to God. We might be unfaithful in certain ways. We might turn our back sometimes, but God still loves us. Hallelujah. God does care for us this morning. God just loves us this morning. Paul put it this way, that God commanded his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. This is how much God cares for you. This is how much God loves you, that while we were yet sinners, while we were lost in our sin, God still loves us, that he sent Christ into the world for us. John puts it this way. He says, greater love than this, for a man to lay down his life for his friend. You see, God loves us. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And this morning, I just want you to know that God does care for you and I. He cares for every situation. He cares for what you're going through today, the hardship that you are going through. God cares for you this morning. If you ever think or been in that place of doubt regarding the love of God and the care of God, this morning, I want to reassure you. This morning, I want to reiterate the word of God this morning, that he cares for you. In 1 Peter 5:7, he says, if you cast your cares on him, he careth for you. And this morning, whatever it is that you are going through, whatever the burdens you're carrying, if you will cast it on him, if you will give it to him this morning, he will care for you. He cares for you this morning. He cares for your situation. He cares for your circumstances, every aspect of our life. God cares for us. He cares for us spiritually, physically, emotionally. He cares for us in our financial situation. He cares of our overall well-being this morning. If you're in that place today, and if you think that no one cares for you, if you think you've been abundant, you know, because of situation and storms that hit your life, difficulty came, you have difficult moments today, and you feel that you're in a place of darkness and no one cares for you, I want to reassure you this morning, God does care for you. God does love you this morning. I want you to know that God can help you today in your situation. You know, we have Christ that hit us uncertainly. This pandemic of COVID that came, and we saw the many losses of life. We saw a negative impact in our economy. We saw the loss of job, and many of us have felt that, the loss of job, finances. People are worrying about their homes. Can they keep their homes? They're worrying about their future. They're worrying about when things will come back to normal. But I say today that we need not to worry, because God love us and he cares for us. He cares for you even in these situations. God does care. You may feel that God doesn't care. You may look like God doesn't care, but he does care. Some will even say, why God allow certain things to happen? Why God allow couldn't stop this thing? But the answer is, he cares today. He cares for you. You know, some of the most common expression people will say when certain things happen or certain situation take place, where is God? Where is God? Does God cares? Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand this morning, God does cares. God does care for your situation. He cares for your circumstances. He cares for what you are going through today. If you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling deserted, if perhaps you feel neglected, that no one cares about you, no one cares about your problem, God does cares for you this morning. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Maybe you have a friend or a relative or a sick one, someone that is not well, and I want you to know that God cares for them today. God can pick them up today. God can strengthen them today. Like the children of Israel, the Bible tells us they had the same question when God brought them out of Israel into the wilderness and there was no water. They begin to complain. They begin to call on Moses. Moses, where is God? Does God really care for us? He left us out here in the wilderness to thirst and to die. But the Bible says that God responded to them. You see, God did care for them. God does love us. God, we may not see God working, but God is working. Hallelujah. God is working behind the scene. You may feel bitter because of your situation. I remember Naomi. The Bible tells us about this woman when she lost her husband and she lost her two sons. She felt that she was ill-treated. She felt that she was that she was dealt harshly. The Bible says when she went back to her homeland and the villagers saw her, they says, isn't this Naomi? And she said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for God has dealt bitterly with me. Here is a woman that felt that in her situation, she was dealt bitterly, that God wasn't with her. She felt that no one cares for her. But then the Bible tells us that she found favor, hallelujah, with the man Boaz, herself and her daughter-in-law. They found favor. God restored her. God brought joy back to her. God brought peace back to her. He was able to restore her and give her that sense of joy and peace again and satisfaction when she thought that no one cared, when she thought that no one loved her. God cared for her. I remember the disciples on the ship. I remember when the storm came. The Bible tells us that Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship. The Bible says, and the disciples were there and they were going to the other side. And the Bible says, when the storm came, the waves begin to hit on the boat. They begin to beat on the boat and the ship, and they begin to be tossed to and fro. Even the water entered into the ship, and the ship was beginning to sink. And the Bible says the disciples were fearful and they went to Jesus and they says, Master, Master, carest not thou that we perish? In other words, they were saying to Jesus, Jesus, don't you not care that we will die? And the Bible says that Jesus got up quietly and he went and he rebuked the sea. And the Bible says there was a peace. He said, peace, be still. And there was a great calm. This morning, I want you to know that there can be a great calm in your life. Whatever you are going through today, God does care for you. The disciples think that Jesus didn't care. They thought that he didn't love them. And here they are crying out, Master, don't you care for us? But Jesus stood up and he rebuked the wind and the sea. There was a great storm and then there was a great calm. I want you to know this morning, you might have a great storm. Things might go, you might be going through great difficulty today, but Jesus can bring a great calm today. He can calm that storm in your life. You see, the Bible says he was in the hinder part of the ship. He was in the bowels of the ship. He was in the bottom part of the ship and the storm was on the outside. Here's something this morning. Be encouraged today. We have Christ that live in us. We have the Father that live in us. We have the Holy Spirit that live in us. And anything around us cannot harm us, because when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of God that is in us will lift up the standard against the storm, against the challenges. And this morning I want you to know that God cares for you because he is with us. If God be for us, who can be against us? And this morning, God is for you. God is with you. And God cares for us this morning because we have him in our ship. Hallelujah. He is in the bowels of our ship. He is the one that steers us. He is the anchor of our ship this morning. Whatever you are going through, if your life has been tossed, if your life has been broken this morning, God cares for you this morning. He can bring a great calm this morning in your situation. All you have to do is to trust him. All you have to do is to believe in him. The Bible tells us that the children of Israel felt like this in their suffering. They had hardship. They had pain. They were going through difficult time. They were under the strong hand of Pharaoh. They were enduring rigorous work, harsh work. You know, they wanted to know who will deliver them from Pharaoh's harsh treatment. But what they didn't realize that God was working behind the scene. Hallelujah. God was working for them. You know, there was a pastor named Rick Pritchard. He shared a statement about a friend that shared something with him. It goes like this: when hard times comes, we always have two choices. We can be a student and learn from it, or we can be a victim and be victimized. You see, a victim will say, what happened? Why did this happen? And complain. They believe the odds against them. They believe that God is not around. The children of Israel said to Moses on many occasions, where is God? God will leave us to die. When they were at the Red Sea, God will leave us here and Pharaoh men will kill us. We prefer to go back to Egypt. When they had no water, they cried out. They complained. When they had no food, they complained that God will kill them in the wilderness. You see, that's a victim mentality. But a student, a believer, a disciple will say, what can I learn from this? What is God teaching me? What lesson is given in this? What can I take from this challenge? What can I take from this criticism to make me better? Hallelujah. This is the attitude that God cares for us. Amen. He cares for us in every way this morning. And I want you to know that God loves you. God loves you today. A victim believes that all odds against them. But a student and a believer believe that God is working in every situation. A believer thinks that God is working in every worst situation for them. I know that God cares for me. I know God is working on my behalf. I may not see it happening right now. I may not see the things at this moment the way they should be. But I know that God is working for me. I know that God has my best interests at hand. I know that God is working for good for me. The thoughts he has for me are good thoughts. They're not thoughts of evil, hallelujah, but they're thoughts to prosper, that the expected end is good. Because he cares for us. He cares for you. He cares for me. He cares about what we go through. You see, the Bible says that he will not give us more than we cannot bear. Hallelujah. He will not allow us to suffer more than we cannot bear this morning. There is no temptation taken as such as common to man. But the Bible says with the temptation, God will make a way for us. He will make a way of deliverance. He will make a way of escape. He will make a way to bring you out this morning from that situation, from that burden. Why? Because he cares for you. He cares for me. He loves us. Does God care? Absolutely. God cares for us. Hallelujah. God cares for us. The children of Israel was going through this situation, and we see God's plan for them. God was working behind the scene. You see, before the birth of Moses, the Bible tells us, if we go back into Genesis 50, the Bible tells us that Joseph was in the land of Egypt. He was in the land of Egypt and he found favor with Pharaoh. He became the prime minister of Egypt. He was in government. He had authority next to Pharaoh, and Joseph was there, and he had authority over the land. His father Jacob came after, and all his brethren, and they also dwell in the land of Egypt, and God show them favor with Pharaoh. He blessed them. They live in this land called Goshen, a city in the province of Egypt. And the Bible tells us when God blessed them there, they were there for many years. But the Bible says when both Joseph died and the Pharaoh, a new king came up, a new king ruled. And the Bible says when he ruled, he saw that the children of Israel was prospering when Joseph was there. They were prospering and they were mighty and they were becoming stronger. And he felt threatened. He felt that they will come against him. If there was a war that break out against Egypt, that they will join the enemy. You see, because of God's goodness to them, they were prospering. But something happened. happened. Something took a turn. This Pharaoh decided that he's gonna ill-treat them. He was gonna make them work hard. He announced that he would build two cities and have them work and build two cities out of making bricks out of mud and straw. And the Bible says he put them to hard work, rigorous work, it says. In other words, to crush them, to make them work harder. And the Bible says that when they were going through this, they begin to cry out to God. They begin to wonder, who will come to save us? Who will come to bring deliverance for us? Let us look at their situation. The Bible says they were afflicted. They were afflicted in Egypt. Before, when Joseph was there and the other Pharaoh, the Bible says they were prosperous, but suddenly they became afflicted. I believe the purpose of the affliction was that God was ready to move them out of Egypt. God was ready to move them into another place. God was ready to take them into a new place, into the promise of God. Remember the story when Jacob told Joseph that God spoke to him in the mountain of Luz and says that he will bless him and make him a great nation, and he will give him a great people and make a multitude of people, that he had a promise for him as he did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God's was now ready to take them into that promise. So this pressure and this hardship and this affliction came. So God was able to move them now, taking them out of their comfort zone. You see, sometimes difficult moments will come in our lives. God will cause things to happen. Situation will come so that God can strengthen us and take us to a new place, that he can take us to a new level, that he can move us higher and deeper in him, that we can grow spiritually. Sometimes we go through difficulty so that we can grow. Amen. We go through difficult situation that our relationship with God can be stronger, that we can begin to trust him, that our relationship can be stronger with him. And sometimes it teaches us patience. Amen. And that's why sometimes these things happen. But God does care for us in all of these. God cared for them in their affliction. Psalms 111:2 says, God worked in all situations so that to fulfill his promise. You see, this God was about to fulfill his promise. He's about to take the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. God was about to ready to move them. He's about to take them further. Because the Bible says when God promised, he says, behold, I will make you a fruitful and multiply you, and I will make you a multitude of people. This is what God speaking to Joseph here in Genesis 48. And God says, I will take them to a great land, and your seed will be there for an everlasting possession. You see, God was about to take them into a new place, and they couldn't stay where they are. They had to move, and God was ready to move them. And so this affliction came so they can move into the place that God wants them to be. But here the Bible says they recognize their need for God. They recognize they need God, and they cried out, the Bible says in verse 23. And when they cried out to God, God heard them. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of help. Hallelujah. God does care for us when we come boldly before his throne. When we come boldly before his throne, we can find grace in the time of need, in the time of help. So how did God demonstrate his love and care for them? How did God demonstrate his love and care? Four things from these two verses. The first thing, God demonstrated his love and care by hearing them. By hearing them. In verse 24, the Bible says, and the Lord God heard their groaning. Hallelujah. He heard their groaning. He heard their pain. He saw their pain. He saw their agony. He felt their pain. He heard them, the Bible says. He saw their brokenness. He saw their exhaustion. He saw their fatigue. He saw that they hit rock bottom and they couldn't do anything. And they were crying and they were calling out to him. But the Bible says he heard them. This morning, God hears your cry when you are crying. And when you're in that place of loneliness, And when you are alone and you feel that God doesn't love you, or no one cares, or no one sees your situation, this morning I want you to know that He hears you. He hears your call. He hears you, and He answers in His time. He answers in His time. He said, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things. Whatever you are going through today, whatever challenge you are going through today, God hears your call. God hears your cry. God will hear you, and He will answer you. Psalms 34:18 says, the Lord is near to them with a broken heart, and saves such with a contrite spirit. I don't know if you are broken today. I don't know if you have a contrite spirit today, but I can tell you that God hears you when you call upon Him. He will hear your cry, and He will answer you, and He will lift you up, and He will deliver you, and He will strengthen you. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I don't know what you need today, but I'm telling you and assure you that God cares for you, and He's ready to lift you up. He's ready to take you higher and deeper. He's ready to move you to a better place today. It's to bring you out of that situation, bring you out of that challenge, bring you out of that difficult moment, bring you out of that sickness, of that burden, of that harassment. He's ready to take you. If you will call on Him, He says, I will hear you. I see you. I see your pain, my child. I see your suffering, my child. I see your anguish, my child. I see your abuse, my child, and I'm ready to pick you up. I'm ready to bring you. I'm ready to deliver you. I'm ready. Just call upon me. I'm here. I have ears that can hear. I have hands that can touch, eyes that can see. I am the living God. I am the ultimate one. I am the majestic one. He hears you this morning. If you will call upon Him, He will answer you today. Call upon me, and I will hear you, says the Lord. Call upon me. Psalm says, I saw the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. I saw the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. He delivered me from my trouble. He delivered me from my brokenness. He delivered me from my despair. He delivered me from my anguish. He delivered me from all my situation, from every storm and every battle. He delivered me. The Bible tells us about this woman named Agar. The Bible tells us, we know the story. Agar, she was the one of the wife of Abraham. Her son was Ishmael, and Sarah had the son of Isaac. And the Bible tells us that Sarah went to Abraham, and he says, Abraham, you have to let this woman leave this camp and go away. And the Bible says that Abraham was so sad because Ishmael was also his son. But God spoke to him and says, it's okay that Isaac will be the promise, and he will inherit the birthright. And the Bible says that Abraham let Agar leave the camp with her son Ishmael, and he gave them water. And the Bible says they were in the wilderness, but the water ran out. There was no more water. And the Bible says she was there crying to God. She says, I will not see the death of my son. And the Bible says that the angel from heaven, hallelujah, heard her. And the Bible says the angel from heaven says, what ails you today? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the son. He has heard the cry of your son. God has heard her. Hallelujah. And today I want you to know that God hears every cry. He hears every cry today. You might be in the dark crying. You might be lonely crying. But God hears. Whatever ails you today, whatever hurts you today, whatever you are fearful today, God hears your cry, and He can rescue you. He can bring rescue to you. He can quench your thirst. He can bring comfort to you today. The Bible says that God opened her eyes. Hallelujah. And the Bible says when He opened her eyes, she saw a well. Hallelujah. today, whatever your situation is, God can open that. Hallelujah. Maybe doors are closed today. God can open doors. He cares for you. He can open opportunity. Whatever that circumstance is, God can open your eyes today that you can see his goodness because he cares for you. You see, he cares for Agar, and he opened her eyes that she saw a well that she drank from. Hallelujah. You can drink from his cup today. You can drink from the master's hands today because he careth for you. Cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. Agar casts her care, and Jesus cares for her. Hallelujah. In her distress, she cried out, and God heard her. In your distress today, you can call upon him, and he will hear you. Call upon him, and he can hear you. For he cares for you. He cares for you. The Bible says the second thing, not only that he heard, hallelujah, but he remembered. He says, you remember his covenant. He not only heard the cry, but he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In other words, God remembered his agreement that he had with Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. This covenant that he promised them that there was going to be a land, there's going to be a place for his children, that God is going to bring them to a better place. And the Bible says you remember that. You see, God not only cares for us, but he remembers us. Hallelujah. We thank God that we have a Father who remembers us. There's a lot of people who will say they care for you, but when you're in trouble, they're not there. Hallelujah. When you're in trouble, they don't remember. But God says, I not just only cares for you, but I remember you. I remember you. I know you by name. I know the hair on your head. Before you were born, I know you. Before you were born, I know you. I remember you. God is saying, Brother Ken, I remember you. God is saying, Brother Pastor, I remember you. God is saying, Brother Raj, I remember you. God is saying, Pastor Sandra, I remember you. God is saying to you, Sister Elsie, I remember you. And God is saying to you, my brother, I remember you. And Brother Ken's wife, God remember you today. God remember every one of us. Those of you who are listening today on Zoom, God says, I remember you. I know you. All you need to do is to call upon me. All you need to do is to call him. He says, I will keep my promise. God cannot lie. God is not man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He is truthful to his word. He is truthful to you. He keep his promise. The Psalm 105:8 says, God has remembered his covenant forever, his word which he has commanded for 1,000 generations, which his covenant he has made with Abraham, his oath with Isaac. God remember his covenant, and we have a covenant with God in Christ. Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant, and we have that covenant with him because Christ is a better mediator of the covenant, and we have that covenant in him, in Christ. Hallelujah. And today he cares for you because he came as the better covenant and the mediator of this covenant. Bless the Lord today. We have Christ today as the better covenant. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. The Bible says, blessed be Lord God, who have given rest unto his people Israel according to all he has promised. And there is not one failed word of his good promise, which he has promised by the hand of Moses. God's word will not fail. His promises will not fail. We have this better covenant. Hallelujah today. Christ came as the better covenant for us. And so today, we know that he cares for us. We have this covenant of God's grace. We have this covenant of God's love. We have this covenant of God's healing. We have this covenant of God's peace. We have the covenant of God's provision. We have this covenant of His deliverance. We have the covenant of Him giving us rest and peace. Because in Christ, we have this covenant. Because He came to heal the broken heart, to set the captive free, to liberate those who are in darkness. That's the covenant we have. And today, as a child, God loves you. He cares for you. Yes, He cares for you because He made a covenant that He cares for us. Hallelujah. We have a covenant of God's care in Christ. We have this covenant that God will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us always, even to the end of the world. We have the good shepherd that watches over us. Yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shall not fear no evil, because we have a better covenant in Him. For His rod and His staff shall comfort us, and surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, because we have a better covenant in Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God does care for us. You see, He will go to the ends for you. He will go to the ends for you. He will go to the ends to rescue you. He said, God is not slack concerning my promise, as men will come for slackness. You see, when you're in the fire, He will show up. When you're in the valley, He will show up. When you're trying to climb the mountain, He will help you to get there. I said, He will come to our rescue. The Bible tells us the three Hebrew boys, when they were bound in fire and thrown in because because of their obedience, the Bible says He show up for them. Hallelujah. Because He cares for them. The fourth man came in the fire. And the Bible says when Nebuchadnezzar looked in the fire, he said, did we not throw three people into the fire? But behold, I see a fourth man in the fire. And behold, this fourth man looks like the Son of God. He not only looks like the Son of God, but He is the Son of God. He is the one that cares for us. He is the one that concerns about us. He is the deliverer that will go to the ends of the earth for us. He will go at the ends of the earth to rescue us, to pick us up. He will never leave us nor forsake us today. He loves you. He cares for you. He sees what you are going through. And thirdly, the Bible says, not only that He heard, He remember, but He looked upon them. He looked down upon them. He remembered and He looked down. He didn't turn away. Thank God that we have a God that the eyes of the Lord runneth to and fro. Hallelujah. For the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and His ears are open to our cry. Neither His hands is not short that He cannot reach. Hallelujah. And this morning, God is looking down on us. He's looking into your situation. He sees your problem. He sees your circumstances. And He is saying that His hands is not short that He can reach you. He can pick you up wherever you are. He can pick you up in your circumstances. He can lift you up today because He's your good shepherd. He is your good shepherd. He sees your tears. He sees your grief. He sees your suffering. He sees your struggle. He's looking down on your agony, and He's here to pick you up today. He's here to lift you up today. If you will call upon Him this morning, Psalms 102:19 says, for the Lord has looked down from the heights of His sanctuary from heaven and behold the earth to hear the groaning, hallelujah, of the people that promised to loose them, that they will not be kept in the appointment of their suffering or death. The Bible says that God looked down from the sanctuary of heaven to earth and look upon your groaning and look upon your pain. This morning, the Lord loves you. God cares for you. Friends, those of you who are watching on Zoom and on Facebook and broadcast today, know that God loves you today. Know that God cares for you today. Those of you who are here today, God loves you and cares for you today. He loved you with an everlasting love. You are his precious child. The Bible says if he can care for the sparrow, how much more you and I, whom he shed his blood for, whom he went to the cross for. He cares for you today. He cares for you today. He cares for you. And fourthly and lastly, the Bible says, not only he heard, remember, look down, but the Bible says he had respect, hallelujah, unto them. Respect unto them. He showed them respect. In other words, he showed them compassion. It was compassion. This respect was compassion. This respect was God's love. This respect is God's care. God says, I show compassion. He had compassion. He was moved with compassion. God cares for us. He's compassionate about us. He's compassionate about you. God loves you. God always responds to our suffering with compassion. God always responds to your need in compassion. This is a God we serve, a compassionate God, a loving God. The Bible tells us a story about a story in Mark chapter 1. There was a leper that came crying out to Jesus. We know that story. And the Bible says he cried out to Jesus. He said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, what would you have me to do? And he said, Lord, if you will, you will make me clean. And the Bible says that Jesus moved with compassion. He moved with compassion and he touched them and they were healed. You see, God cares for us. Does God care? Absolutely. If he cared for the leper, he cared for the blind, he cared for the sick, he cared for the sparrow, the birds of the air, he cares for you and I this morning. For this leopard man, this leper, God cared for him. He showed compassion, the Bible says. In Mark 5:19, the Lord had compassion on him. The Lord had compassion, the Bible says. The Bible tells us another story of the two blind men. The Bible says when Jesus was going to Jericho, they cried out to him, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. And the Bible says that Jesus stood and called them and said to them, what shall I do for you? And they said, Lord, that I may see again. And the Bible says that Jesus touched them and he healed them. Today, you might be going through sickness. God cares for you. Maybe a relative, a friend, God cares for you. If you will call on him, he says, I will hear you. I remember my covenant of healing, that Jesus went to the cross and by his stripes you are healed. He says he will show you respect. He will show you compassion today. He will show you love because he loves us. In Hebrews 4:15 says, seeing that we have a great high priest who is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us now hold faith of this profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be moved or touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Let us now come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of help. This morning, I just want you to know, I want to reassure you today that God does care for you. He is in control of the past, present, and future. He has greater thing in store for us today. He loves you. He cares for you. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your fears on the Lord. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Hallelujah. And he will never let the righteous fall. Cast your care upon him this morning. Cast your care upon him this morning. He said he will sustain you. And he will never let the righteous fall. Hallelujah. We have a promise. We have a covenant that God will sustain us and he will keep us and he will never let the righteous fall this morning. In conclusion, God cares for you today. He's in control today. He's in control. You know, David says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. You've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I don't know what you feel forsaken today. You feel broken today. You feel lost today. You feel that there is no hope today. You feel that you are going through this thing all by yourself. But hear God's word. You have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And God can lift you up today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Today, the Lord says, you can have his rest because he cares for you. God does cares for you today. I want to close with this quote. Those who have everything, it says, there's a quote says, those who leave everything, every situation, every problem, every challenge in God's hands will eventually see God's hands in every challenge, in every situation, in every circumstances. In other words, if you take everything that you have, all your burden, and you put it in God's hands, you will see God's hands working in that situation. There is no storm that God wouldn't carry you through. There is no bridge that God wouldn't allow help you cross. There is no battle God will not help you win. There is no headache that God will not help you take away from you. There is nothing much bigger, anything much greater than you face today. Leave everything in the hands of God. Embrace the day confidently, knowing that he will take care of you. Hallelujah. Embrace this day confidently, knowing that God will take care of you. God does care. Today, brothers and sisters, those who are listening today, be confident in this. Be confident in this God that we serve. Be confident in our God today, that he is able to take care of you today in all your challenges, in all your promise, in all your situation, in all your problem. God is able to take care of you because he loves us. He cares for us. Does God care? Yes, he cares for you and I. And he's able to take care of you today.